I'm Helen Tucker. Welcome to Your Career and You, the podcast. My mission statement is learning to believe in yourself gives inner strength to achieve the impossible. Your journey is all about learning to believe in you, becoming the top consultant and CEO of your own business, and taking control of your own career. Your journey starts now. Hi, Samantha. Good to see you. And also to welcome you to Women Talk Podcast, Career and Taking Control of Your Career. And I know, being a student, that you're really right at the beginning of taking control of your career. So I'm so interested and quite biased, because being my granddaughter, I know you have a lot to share, and what you have gone through is just amazing. So I'm so pleased that you're willing to share your experiences with young people and some of the ladies as well.
I'm quite nervous, but I'm excited, very excited.
Excellent. No need to be nervous. So it's a general discussion. Okay, so I want to kick off with a question that really relates to your experience of living in the UK, especially in London, and being a teenager, growing up, being a teenager. Can you share with our listeners your experience?
I think I have to be honest, it hasn't been always easy. There's been times where I've struggled with GCSEs, A-levels, and the general cost of living is rising here. So that's always a struggle. Balancing kind of going out with studies as well. And at the same time, I don't want to have a full job, because that's going to take up time away from my studies. However, I still need to balance going out with friends and stuff like that. And I've kind of just spoken about the negatives, but what's been positive about living here in the UK as a teenager? I'll just say, like, the opportunities that I have that have kind of unveiled itself to me. So I've been able to take part in different activities such as lacrosse, which I never actually heard about until last year September, when I started sixth form, which is quite interesting. But just kind of some of those really were a highlight for me.
It's interesting because you mentioned lacrosse, and that again was something that you experienced going to one of the top schools in the UK. So previously, what sort of sport were you doing?
To be honest, I was just doing dance. My secondary school didn't really have much to offer in terms of sports, so I'll take part in sports days, any extracurricular kind of activities they had, any competitions, but it was mainly athletics, basketball or netball. However, I'm not a fan of netball. I much prefer basketball.
So you're quite active in terms of performing arts and sports, which is brilliant. A young person similar to your age, how would you encourage them to take up some sports? Because I know you've been quite fortunate to be exposed to all of these type of sports, but if someone is not used to going out, finding out all of the different types of sports they can do, what would you advise them?
I would advise them to look at the talent program scheme, which can be found online. So it's just, you'd go to a day, well, it would be like a day. So you would have a day where you go through different trials, and basically you'd come out and they would tell you, okay, which sports you're better at and stuff like that, and they think you would excel in. So this is for the UK sports and stuff like that, so they can help you with the Olympics and stuff like that. So I feel like that's a really good option. Also, just trying any sports that you have available to you at the moment. That could even just be doing hill sprints, where you see a little gradient, you're like, oh, I want to improve my agility, because you can just take any opportunity you have, big or small.
Excellent. That's some sound advice for someone looking to do sports, because I know that's not your forte, but it's part and parcel of how you've actually developed your own personal skills. But I know your interest lies more in terms of medicine and looking to further your career going down that path. So do you want to share with our listeners how you got about looking at how you go down the medical route, subjects you've had to study, what you're doing in your spare time, the projects that you're...
Yes, I would love to share. So I really didn't know that I wanted to do medicine. I know some people know from a very young age that medicine is for me. After I finished my GCSEs, I realised I really loved the sciences, and throughout GCSEs, I just really loved chemistry and biology. So for sixth form, I chose to do A-level biology, chemistry and PE. And what kind of led me to medicine was through doing research. And actually, my great-grandmother has diabetes. And I remember going to GP appointments with her. And I remember how the doctor would take a holistic approach, looking at her diet, her environment, and other factors that were really impacting her health. So I feel that really inspired me. So that was kind of to do with more the patient contact. But in terms of the science side, I did quite a few online courses just to learn more about the topic. And I attended lots of webinars. Yeah, but that's kind of how I got into medicine. Well, medicine really piqued my interest.
And sometimes it is about personal experience or going through what someone else has gone through that piques your interest to find out more about, well, how can you help other people in similar situations? So it was really interesting that your great-grandmother was the trigger or the inspiration for you to actually look at medicine, which is fantastic. So we've talked a little bit about your experience of, you know, your interest in sport, your medicine career route. Anything else you want to share about your experience being a teenager living in the UK?
I would just like to give some advice to maybe some younger listeners. I would just say enjoy the moments you do have, because it can be very stressful, whether you're doing your SATs, GCSEs, A-levels, but just enjoying the moments you do have.
And what sort of support do you think they would need? Because, you know, everybody knows that teenagers and young people, they get a bad rap in terms of how they're portrayed in the media, mature people say about them or what they think teenagers should be doing. And it's quite sad because I know there's a lot of talented young people out there, but we don't really get to hear their story. So how do you think that they should be sharing their story in terms of what they're doing, or how could they get support maybe from family or external or mentors, anything that you've done that helped you with your journey, whether it's just building up your self-confidence or the type of topics that you've chosen to study?
A good avenue may be posting more on social media about your journey so others can see. However, that's not what I've done. That may work for someone else. I just did quite a bit of research and just found companies that were willing to kind of give free webinars and just help you with your anxiety, stress, whether it's exam related, because it all kind of just comes together regardless of what you're doing or what you're studying.
All of these things that you've done, it's sort of like a jigsaw puzzle. You've got different pieces and you slot those pieces into a jigsaw, and then you see the bigger picture at the end. So I know you've got a lot of pieces that you're adding to your total puzzle in life, so which is brilliant. What I want you to ask is, what advice would you give someone who's going through what you've gone through? I know you've touched on it a little bit, but if you can just expand a little bit more, what advice you would give someone?
Firstly, I would just like to reiterate enjoying the little moments you have, because it can be very challenging and you may feel like you're not progressing or you're not where you'd like to be, but just enjoying the moments you do have, because you'll look back and think, oh, maybe that wasn't so bad. I remember GCSEs and thinking, wow, these are awful. And now I'm looking back thinking, oh, they weren't that bad. And I didn't have to do that much revision now compared to A-levels. So I'll say enjoy the moments you do have, because life is short at the end of the day. Some more advice I'd give would be, if you need any help, I'd say ask for it or look for it yourself. There's no point just trying to sit there and do it all by yourself. try and find the help that you need, whether it's you're feeling behind in GCSE English, so you look for a tutor because you know exams are coming up and you can't do it all by yourself, or whether it's to do with your mental health, as that's just as important. So all in all, I'll just say look after yourself throughout the journey that you're progressing through.
I love those tips, especially when you said enjoy the moment, because every moment is an experience. And just asking for help, because sometimes even as adults or young people, we feel that the help is not there or nobody understands what we're going through. But it is important, as you said, to ask for that help. And the support can be always found. So fantastic. Can I ask, what are you proud of? What do you like about yourself?
I think what I like about myself is my resilience and how hard I work to get to my goals, although it may not always be easy. And sometimes it doesn't feel as though I'm working as hard as I should be. I don't know, maybe it's because I put a lot of pressure on myself, but, you know, I have to remind myself, as I've just said, to enjoy the little moments, although it can be very tough. It's just trying to enjoy that.
What does taking control of your life mean to you?
I would say taking control of your life is being able to make your own decisions. Not only that, doing that whilst being decisive and knowing that this is what you want. It doesn't have to be that you know that you'd like this in 20 years, but this is what you'd like now for the next 5 years. From there, you're able to take control. You'd know that, okay, this person has said that I should do this, but I know I'd like to do that. And you know the reasons behind why I'd like to do that. And it's not just because someone said you should become a doctor and you're like, oh no, I don't want to become a doctor, so I'm just going to become a basketball player. There's a reason behind why you're choosing to go down that path or avenue. It doesn't even have to be career related, but just day-to-day decisions. And taking control of your life is also about understanding who you are as a person and what you require. And everyone's different. Some people are able to study for 6 hours straight. Some people are only able to study for 1 hour and take 15-minute breaks. But those hours are effective. And so are the other person that can do 6 hours. But just learning about what works for you. And once you kind of know that, then you're able to take control in the best way possible.
Really, really good. Thank you for sharing. And it's some key points that you've mentioned there. It's just really understanding yourself and what makes you the type of person you want to be. All of that is taken control by understanding what you want. And as you said, people may give you advice, but you know truly who you are and what you're about because you've made some decisions. And this is part and parcel of just growing up as well. I'm so pleased that you shared your experience, your future endeavors in terms of what you want to do. And I wish you all the best. I know you will achieve all of your goals. Thank you so much for sharing for our Women Talk podcast. Any last thoughts or words to share with young people, young women, or women within Women Talk?
Yes, I'd just like to thank you so much for having me. There's a little saying that I like to say, well, I love to say actually, is chop life, don't let life chop you. And kind of what I mean by that is you have to be in control. You want to be making the decisions and you don't want life to get too tough that you feel like you're being squashed by the pressures of life. So that's what I would like to say to everyone. Chop life, don't let life chop you.
Excellent. Thank you. Chop life, don't let life chop you. And on that note, thank you so much, Samantha.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Your Career and You, the podcast. The career and business tips shared by our guest were certainly inspirational, informative, and insightful. For more tips on how you can take control of your career and business, subscribe to our next series of Your Career and You the podcast. You can also visit our website for more information. So subscribe and take control of your career and you.